This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. I'm talking today with Jared Calvert. He's a pilot based out of Texas, and recently he started a project to fly a Piper J3 Cub through all 48 states, and he's run into some snags along the way that he's going to tell us about, but he's still going on with the project. So Jared, thanks for talking to us. Why don't you just tell us how this all got started?
Hey, it's good to be with you. I had the idea when I was 18 to fly a Cub to all 48 states. I wanted to fly the entire country, and when it came up to picking an aircraft to do that in, I thought the best aircraft you could choose as far as economy and fun would be a Piper Cub. So I didn't come from an aviation family, and of course at the time at 18, the price of a J3 was just too high to justify. And I pretty much reserved the dream of this trip to being just a dream until I was 22, and a Piper Cub just fell in my lap. And I happened to be looking at purchasing another small tailwheel aircraft, and ended up getting word that there was a Piper Cub that had been in a barn for a few years. And I called the family on it and worked out a deal to go look at it. And when we were getting off the phone, I asked the gentleman how long it had been sitting, and he had said it had been sitting a while. After going to look at it, though, it had the original factory cotton on it, and it had never been in a wreck. It had just been parked in 1950, and I found out it hadn't flown in 59 years. Harry Truman was president the last time it was flown. There was 30-foot trees in front of the hangar door, and ended up taking the aircraft apart, taking it home in 2009, and began the slow process of the restoration. That took almost 3,000 hours worth of labor. Every nut and bolt and screw was replaced. I totally disassembled each wing. Every component that could come apart came apart. And other than the inside of the magnetos, every square inch of the aircraft saw my hands. And so it was a long, drawn-out process. And because of its low time, under 200 hours total time, and not being disassembled ever and having the factory cotton on it, I was able to restore it as close to factory original as I think any Piper Cub could be. And was very proud of the outcome. It looked good. And since I had found the Cub at 22, the whole idea of flying a Cub around the country came back. And it seemed like it could be a reality more than ever. So I was excited to find the Cub and excited to restore it, and excited to begin the trip.
Okay, and so when did you actually begin the trip, and what was your plan?
The plan was to not have a plan. I knew from 18 that when I flew the country, I did not want to plan any of it. I wanted to take off and just go. And I wanted to stay a night in each state. I didn't want to just bounce through, and I'm not doing it in the most economic fashion. I've only hit 32 states so far, and I'm over 50 days into the trip. I took off in late April 2012 and returned to Texas after 14 states to host an air show at Ranger Airfield. It was the fifth air show that we've had, and it's something I founded in 2008. And I took off a few weeks after the air show in June to complete the trip, and had no intentions of coming back to Texas until it was over. And at State 19 in Ohio, I lost the power on takeoff. It was about 200 RPM. And instead of trying to initiate a 180 too low to the ground, I tried to clear a tree line off the end of the runway and ended up flying into the trees at about 70 feet. And the tops of the trees were about 80 feet. The aircraft went through about 100 feet of trees and popped out the other side, and then landed upside down at the end of the tree line, and crushed the cockpit about 7 inches, totally mangled the fuselage, ripped off one gear, just totaled the aircraft. I was able to crawl out of the aircraft and call 911, got an ambulance right at the hospital, where they found I had three broken ribs, 7 fractured vertebrae, and a hole in my right lung. But of course, I was more concerned about the aircraft. Leaving the emergency room, rolling towards the CAT scan room, I began to tear up, and that turned into full-on crying. And the nurses were asking me what was hurting, if everything was okay, and I just told them, leave me alone, I'm crying about my airplane. So it was devastating loss, but life goes on, and it's just an airplane, and they can be rebuilt. So
can this one be rebuilt, do you think? Are you going to try to salvage it?
I purchased it back from insurance. I drove up to Ohio 5 weeks after the accident, still in quite a bit of pain, to pick it up. And I returned to Texas, and just right after that, ended up getting a loaner cub to finish the trip. Believe it or not, I wasn't even out of the hospital when I had two friends, each with a cub, call and ask if I wanted to take their cub to finish the trip, because they knew how important the journey was for me and my future. So I worked out a deal and took off from Texas. Not even 7 weeks after the accident, I landed actually at the accident strip 42 days after the accident, 7 weeks, and to start over. So I went back to Ohio and took off from there. And so far, I've flown the entire eastern part of the country, got New England, and finally got to fly the corridor, the Hudson River corridor, and did that twice. It was so much fun. And now I'm planning to head west.
So how many states have you been to so far?
32 states so far.
Oh, okay. And now you're back in Texas, and you're planning to depart again when?
Yes, I flew back to Texas to take care of a little bit of business, and I'm planning to take off tomorrow, Thursday.
Okay, and where will you head?
Going to head north. Got to hit some of the northern states, and then head west towards Seattle, zigzag through those states, and then down the entire west coast to Los Angeles from Seattle. And then back across the desert to Texas later on this fall.
So you will get to finish out your dream after all, and I guess you've fully recovered now from the accident?
Yes. Luckily, about 2 weeks into the second stint of the trip with the second cub, the pain subsided, and everything is good. I've finally been able to go out and work out a little bit, so that it's been an interesting time, I guess. It's really a reflective period where you're able to go back and kind of put everything into perspective and think about how you were living and how you want to live and how living your dreams and succeeding at them are an important part of life.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to be thinking about when you're 25, or really at any age, I guess. And so what is your plan for once you finish up this project?
Well, I'm not sure yet. I've I enjoy doing a lot of things. I was elected to my local city council when I was 22 and started the air show at Ranger when I was 21 and graduated from college. I got a bachelor's and may look into going back and getting my MBA. I'm not certain yet, but I feel like this trip has shown me that I can achieve my dreams. And so whatever I choose to do, I feel I'll be a success at it. I've got a website, rangerairfield.org, that I post my favorite pictures per week, my favorite 30 or so. And now I've just joined Twitter, and you can follow along with the journey at Barn Cub.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.